Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Chief, we got fog right down to the deck. Every place east of the Rockies. No possible place they can land. They'll have to come through to Chicago.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. Picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
That's right. I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. Welcome to the show, everybody. 6:08. The week is over. Have you had one of those weeks? I know I have.
Oh yeah, you must be just beat up. All that sunshine.
Oh, I'm just
pool
crushed.
Time.
I'm absolutely crushed.
You still have those little wrinkles on the ends of your fingers.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Whew, man. Thank God for the weekend. As we get into it, 6:09,
you're off.
Back at it. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Flames last night.
Hanging.
Yeah.
Hanging tough.
Find a way, Flames, says Derek Wills. Last night.
Don't have to pinch him. He's not dreaming. They fell 4-3.
4-3 final. Tough way to lose. You come back from a deficit. You tie it. And then a little sloppy Joe in your own end ends up in the back of your net. Well, here,
pinch me, because I must be dreaming.
It's true, you must.
Loud noises.
We'll get into a lot of it, obviously, this morning as the Flames have their 3-game win streak snapped. We'll hear from Bob Hartley. A lot of what happened last night in terms of the Hawk offense came off of mistakes, errors, miscues by the Flames themselves. I don't know that they just suddenly cropped up last night or if they've played a team that finally made them pay. Regardless, the Hawks took advantage. They are opportunistic. That's who and what they are and what they have been. But nonetheless, the small victory, is it enough? I know for the Flames it won't be enough. For some it will. Hey, they hung in and showed that they could play with one of the big dogs in the West. And I know what the standings say, where the Hawks are at. I know where they're at. But they are one of the big dogs in the West. They just are. They've won a couple cups. They have been to Stanley Cup finals and conference finals. They just are. And yeah, the Flames played with them last night. Didn't really play with... You would think, you look back to that game in Chicago, you'd think that would be the one that they would lose because they got manhandled for the most part. But last night, they actually outshoot the Hawks, hung in pretty well, scored some goals in Corey Crawford, but do end up losing in regulation. So that is the tale of what took place last night.
Yeah, and you know what? The way Chicago played in Chicago and the skill that they have, for them to have 3 or 4 points through here, that probably feels somewhat justifiable. As for the Flames, hey, you got 2 points. You played Chicago twice. Knowing what they are and the pedigree that roster has, that's not a bad way to start a 3-game season series. Certainly worse ways to do it.
Oh, we got a busy show. I usually like to just kind of cruise through a Friday, but
play fart noises.
Got some work to do here.
Talk we about got kid hockey, but no, not today.
Stephen Brunt and Elliot Friedman, Derek Wills coming in after 8:00. We're going to talk to Ian Busby as the Stamps are ready for the Eskimos this weekend. Theron Fleury going to be in studio this morning.
Theo.
Man. Well, I guess we'll have to get at it. 6:12.
We should probably go to a break right now.
We'll go to break right now.
Come back, because there's so much to do. The sooner we get to break, the more we get to the stuff we have to do.
Got to ease myself in here.
So just stop talking right around now.
Surely. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
It's a Friday morning. And she's nice out.
Man, I tell you.
It's awesome.
He brought some of that nice California, well, maybe not that, but it's jumped like 10, 15 degrees last day.
Are we schnooking?
We're schnooking for sure.
Are we schnooking?
For sure we're schnooking.
It's nice.
Derek Wills experienced his first Chinook.
Schnook.
You mentioned that on the air the other day.
Is that right?
He liked it. They don't get those in the Hammer.
Is there a, now, is there an official confirmation as to when we're schnooking?
Well, when you go to work and it's minus eight and you leave work and it's plus five, that was
that's
yesterday.
Schnooking.
That's schnooking.
All right. Well, it looks like we're schnooking again today, which is nice. Coming up, busy show. Elliot Friedman, Stephen Brunt, Derek Wills, Theron Fleury in studio.
Theo!
Got his new book out, Conversations with a Rattlesnake.
He's an auteur.
I mean, he had some help.
Right, he always does. But that's his third book, I think. Playing with Fire, and then the last one, which was the real, here's the dirt.
Well, no, that was Playing with Fire.
Okay, so the one before
there was
that
one before,
was...
I think it was called Fury.
Yes, that's right. Fury, Playing with Fire, and now this one.
Yeah.
Three books.
Yeah, he's...
He's lived nine lives, you'd suggest.
He's got
somewhere near there.
Last night, Flames, Chicago Blackhawks at the Dome. What took place? We'll tell you. Game in a minute.
Tonight, Bob Hartley's 12-6-2 Flames will try to stretch their winning streak to a season-long four games by beating Joel Quenneville's 10-7-1 Chicago Blackhawks. Here comes the captain. Gargano moves it to rink wide. Juris steps in and shoots. Great 6-8 rebound. They score! Crawford made a fantastic hat save on a Josh Juris shot, but Paul Byron was there to bury the rebound, and the Flames are back to within one at 2-1. Granlund's got it in the far quarter for the Flames. They drop it back to Goudreau, plays it right point. Wyman a block, and he scores! Dennis Wyman, who scored twice on Tuesday, gets another goal tonight, and this one is a big one. Ties the game at two. Glenn Cross leads his way in. Sanders, Monahan scores! Sean Monahan rifles the puck right by Corey Crawford. And the Findaway Flames are back to even again. It's 3-3. Keller comes out of his net, plays the puck, loses it. Kane shoots, and he scores! Patrick Kane picks up a loose puck to Jonas Hiller's right. Bounces it off the Flames goaltender and in. And the Blackhawks are back out in front for the third time tonight. They tried to battle back, and they did twice tonight. But the Blackhawks, on a beauty by Patrick Kane, pick up a pair of points with a 4-3 win in what was a very entertaining game here at the Saddle Dome tonight.
That is your Game in a Minute brought
pinch me!
D!
Brought to you by Jack Carter Chev Olds. On the old Deerfoot there.
Sure.
Jack Carter. Chevys. Trucks. You want a Camaro? They have those too.
You want a Camaro, don't you?
Yeah, well.
You do.
I'm a little more partial to the Trans Am. But, you know, I would take the new Camaros out.
Mm.
You'd like it. So there you go. For Jack Carter, that's your game in a minute. The Flames, once again. Now, it played with them. Hung in there. Close game. Could have won. Yes. Did they win? No. But there's some, I guess we'll call it troubling. The Anaheim Ducks the other night had to come back. They've shown this penchant and ability to come back.
Yeah, 29 goals in the third period heading into last night was the NHL leading mark.
You'd like to not have to come back all the time. And yesterday, again, Clendenning and Carcillo, 2-0, 7 minutes and 12 seconds in. Now, granted, did they come back? They did. Is it admirable? Yes. Is it exciting? Sure. Tied by the end of the first period. But if you tighten up a little bit, maybe you're up 2-0 or 2-1. Then the play by Brent Seabrook, it's all off of Patrick Kane. He feeds a little backhand pass to the middle of the ice. I don't know that Seabrook should be that wide open, but he is, and he puts it in, and then the play by Kane is just kind of a bad bounce. I don't know that you blame the goalie for the pass. I just think it was a little bit too... Where's my geometry set? Is it geometry?
We
need to talk about angles. I need my... Jay, do you have my protractor? I need my protractor.
I haven't seen one floating around.
Because we're going to work on the...
What's that thing with the needles? Is that a protractor?
That's... No, that's...
Those are pretty good, too.
What is that? That's a... The protractor is like the half
geometrically
circle.
Geometrically, closer.
It's the half circle, so you can kind of put it there. It's like, okay, the angle.
Oh, that's a 45-degree angle, yeah.
The angle was too sharp by Jonas Hiller. It was too sharp. You needed to kind of...
You wanted a more obtuse angle.
Less... Anyway, bad bounce.
Good talk there.
For Jonas Hiller. And Patrick Kane, you put it on his stick, and he's going to burn you. And did he go inside out on Sven Berchi?
Yeah, and I don't think Sven even knew what happened before the goal light was on.
That's the old corkscrew.
And that's Pat Kane, right? That is why that guy makes a ton of dough and is king of Chicago at, what, 5'9", 180 pounds? Because he does things like that. In traffic, tight spaces, quick hands, back of the net, Chicago leaves with 2 points.
Yeah. If they found a, if they had won this game, the city would be...
Yes.
They'd just be out of their mind.
I think the Calgary Tower would have the flame going on today.
I mean, back-to-back wins over Anaheim and Chicago. This is maybe, and I know Warner talked about this, I guess it was yesterday morning. He said, you hope that win over Anaheim doesn't give them some false confidence or ego or whatever you want to call it. And I don't think it did. I don't think it impacted the way they played last night. But maybe a little setback here isn't a terrible thing. You're still in a good spot, although you mentioned you lose one and you see how you tumble in the standings.
Yeah, they go from a point out of first place into the first wild card, and suddenly you're 3 points up on a team out of the playoffs, so you play next week in their building in San Jose.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be out of a playoff spot by American Thanksgiving, for all we mentioned to that date. Very feasible.
So, get back in the horse. It's all you can do. It's what this is all about. It seems like that's what this team has been. We've talked about their resiliency. They have not lost back-to-back games, which is pretty remarkable. I mean, we're flirting with December, and to not put back-to-back losses on the board, that's incredibly impressive. Anything specifically, I guess I look at this for Granlund, it's another point, as he now has had the back-to-back multi-point games. So what's he got? 4 points in three games, 5 points in three games now.
He's playing well. We know
he
that.
Is playing well. Gio gets back on the point string. He had an assist on Paul Byron's goal. Byron now has 4 goals and a helper in his last 4 games, so the goals are really starting to come for him. A guy that couldn't buy one.
That's right. He scored in the first game of the year, goes 16 games without turning the light on, and all of a sudden he's leading the way here. He and Monahan have just been great of late.
Yeah, Byron's got 5. Monahan has 8. And that one, of course, was the game-tying goal in the second period. 6 goals in his last 10, 8 in his last 13. So all of his goals this season coming in the last 13 games. I'm not sure. Maybe Tarasenko in St. Louis. Not sure that there's a hotter goal scorer in the last 10, 12, 13 games than this guy.
Yeah, and you got to give respect to Nash and Seguin and Stamkos, the usual suspects. But in terms of just... guy on a roll. Like Sean Monahan, if you look where he's at now, they're at the quarter pole. He's got 8. That's a 30-goal season. And I know a lot of us were kind of really, I don't know if I want to predict more goals for Monahan. You know, he had a really good rookie year, and you're not always going to score on every 6th shot or whatever he did last year. He is rolling right now. And if I don't know if any people have noticed, but with all the depth they're missing at center, he's their number one guy. He's playing a ton of minutes. He's leading the way for forwards in ice time. 23 minutes. Against Chicago, and they're hanging tight. I mean, he is now getting the toughest matchups, the big spots, the big minutes. This has been a great thing for him, all these injuries at center. And long-term, he's a much better player for it, I'm sure of it.
Fan feedback line is open. Text coming through. Apparently, the thing that you spin around is called a compass.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That would be a compass. And the little half-circle thing to determine your angles, that would be your protractor.
So right. Now, isn't the compass also the thing that it like floats on the mercury and tells you which way is north?
Yeah, that's
a different compass,
it's a different type.
That's very confusing.
Yeah. And Boomer, Johnny Obvious, we haven't heard from Johnny in a while.
Nice to have him checking in.
Yeah. Johnny Obvious says that the Chris Russell injury is the issue. More Schmied in England is not a good thing.
Well, I'd agree with that statement. I just don't know that the issue is a huge issue. They just split against two of the best teams in the West. And I'm sort of looking at this segment that from last week until the end of November, where they've got 3 California teams and Chicago. You know, the body of work over those 2 weeks will tell you a lot. They've split so far. I don't know if there's a huge issue, but yeah. You don't like having Russell injured. He's a big minute guy.
Schmid goes -3 and plays 17 and a half minutes. So that's...
You'd rather see him at 12 and a half,
yeah,
right?
You'd rather see him far less and certainly not a -3. However, you know, I wonder if they're close, if depending on this Russell thing, how close they might be to doing something with Adirondack, moving one of those guys in. I know you've still got the healthy body and all of that, but I wonder if...
Well, here's the thing. All it takes is a couple of bumps and bruises, and you're down to 5 D-men, right?
Yeah.
So they've got to have... They know who their guy is. It's just a matter of, okay, if anyone, you know, breaks a nail, we're calling up, I imagine, Wotherspoon or Seeloff or Potter or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Depending who's going well in the A.
We'll keep an eye on that, obviously. Obviously, it's not like they're trying to keep things under wraps. We're just not hearing a lot about the Chris Russell injury. You hope it's not as bad, but I know I was listening to Loubardius on the pregame. This guy plays.
Yeah.
Russell plays. He plays he's not a huge guy. Like, he's not big and all that big in stature, but he's a tough player. He's a gritty little player.
Yeah.
And if he's now out back-to-back games, you know there's something going on. So, we'll figure it out. We'll get our best people on it. When we return,
by the way, Jersey next for the final game of the 5-game homestand, the return of Mike Camilleri. That should be something to watch. So despite all the, well, they lost to Chicago, I guess they're not the greatest team in the world, they go 4-1 on a homestand with a win on Saturday. That'd be pretty darn incredible, would it not?
Yes, sure.
Take that. Any homestand. 4-1, run.
The out-of-town scoreboard when we come back. Plenty of games on the NHL. Looks like a significant injury to a former member of the Calgary Flames. The Toronto Maple Leafs win, but yet almost stir up more controversy in winning than they did in losing in their previous 3 games, which is probably not a surprise. We'll get you right through the NHL story next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Sportsnet 960 mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
Good Friday morning to you, 6:42. It is Boomer in the Morning. Stephen Brunt coming up. We will get into some CFL chatter as we get set for the West Final this weekend. Stampeders Eskimos. I was just looking here in the... do you like sports? Are you a fan of sports? Are you going to the football game? Here's what we got for you. It is the Calgary Hitmen and the Red Deer Rebels, Sunday at 6 p.m. Now, if you go to the big football game on Sunday afternoon, and then you slide over to the Hitmen game, show them your ticket stub, $5 to get into the Hitmen and Rebels, and a chance to see the newest member of the Calgary Hitmen, Big Keegan Kanzig, Calgary Flames draft pick, traded in from the Victoria Royals earlier this week. So there you go, you can double it up. And I would suggest might be a little bit warmer inside the barn. Although if this kind of weather keeps up, if this hangs around till Sunday, we'll be in great shape. So we'll talk with Stephen Brunt about both the East and West finals coming up. The Grey Cup just around the corner. Last night, Flames fall by a score of 4-3 to the Chicago Blackhawks. Goals coming from Byron, Weidman, and Monahan. All in all, not a bad night for the Flames. It's a tough one because they outshot the Hawks, limiting the shots. Hawks had 12 first period shots and then 10 the rest of the way. Flames actually outshot them 16-10 through the final 40 minutes. Not bad. But a giveaway here or there, and they're as opportunistic and as deadly a team as there is in the National Hockey League, and they showed that last night. As a little pass from Patrick Kane to Seabrook makes it, gives them 3 on the night. Patrick Kane takes a puck off the end boards. Absolutely rotisseries old Svenny, and then puts it in the back of the net. But there were other games from last night. That's what I'm trying to. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Is there were other games from last night, and we'll get into it right now. We'll start in Philadelphia, as the Wild were looking to win their fourth straight against the Flyers. Nino Niederreiter has been red hot. He gets a power play goal to start things off. Marco Scandella also scoring. Giroux and Streit for the Flyers. 2-2 heading into the final minute of play. Jason Zucker, with 46 seconds left, would score. That's your game winner. It was Darcy Kemper, 37 saves for the win. Ray Emery the loss. Four straight victories for the Minnesota Wild in this hockey game. Well, with this hockey game. They didn't win four last night. They won their fourth last night. Because I believe, and I've been told this, you can only play them one game at a time. I believe that's accurate. Toronto Maple Leafs, home to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa, one of the top teams in the East. Toronto floundering a little bit, had lost three straight coming in by a combined score of 15-4. Media ripping them. Fans throwing jerseys on the ice. Everybody's upset. David Clarkson scores a minute 29 in. They're off to the races. Alex Killorn ties it, then in the second, three in a row. Panic, and then two from Van Riemsdyk. A empty netter to Roman Polak. The Leafs win it by a score of 5-2. They get their 10th win of the season. So all's good in Toronto, right? Just hold on. Pump the brakes, because there's always something wrong in Toronto. After the victory, the Leafs players congratulated their goaltender, Jonathan Bernier, for his 26 saves, and then skated off to the dressing room. They did not do their customary little stick tap and salute to the crowd after the game. So now this is a major problem. Losing, a problem. Winning, still a problem if you don't do it correctly. Must be fun. Rob Ray earlier this week says it must be like hell playing in Toronto. I don't know, like hell. I don't know how much fun it is when you're losing. 4-1, Montreal defeats the St. Louis Blues. This was a big matchup for the Blues. Jake Allen in the net from nearby Fredericton. Parents came in. He bought a bunch of tickets. And unfortunately for he comes out on the losing end of a 4-1 decision. The Habs tops 15-5-1. Are the Canadiens. Last night, Max Pacioretty on his birthday. Happy birthday, Max Pacioretty. His 9th and 10th of the season. The Habs have won 7 of 8. And for Pacioretty, that's his 34th even strength goal since the 20th of November of 2013.
1913. It's been a fantastic 101 years.
2013. No one has scored more even strength goals than Max Pacioretty since then. He's a dynamic player.
Patches O'Houlihan, that's what they call him.
Yeah. Montreal didn't take a penalty last night. Perfect. Oh. Did nothing wrong. Nashville Predators at the Ottawa Senators. It was back and forth. But the real story from this one, the CIA, the FBI, they have found Olli Jokinen.
What?
As he scored his first of the season early in the third period.
It's his first point of the season, boom.
Yeah.
They won 9-2 a couple nights ago in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Take him off the milk box. We have found Olli Jokinen.
Yep, there he is. They still lose. Sens take it 3-2. Robin Lehner the win. Carter Hutton, 16, allowed 3 goals on 19 shots. The Preds outshot the Sens 35-19 and lose.
That's what happens when you don't start Pekarinne.
Haunting. That'll haunt them. Jets, home to the Detroit Red Wings. This a East-West matchup. Because remember, Detroit is an Eastern Conference team.
And remember, Winnipeg back in the West.
Mm. Byfuglien and Adam Lowry would start the Jets off on the right foot. 2-0 in the second period. Detroit comes back and ties it. Then Perreault gives the Jets a 3-2 lead after 40 minutes. Then to the third period, Abdelkader and Tatar scores.
Second of the game for Tatar.
4-3, Wings win it. For Tatar, he's got a 4-game point streak, 7 goals in his last 10 games. And the Wings have now won 3 of 4.
Let the fools have their tartar sauce.
That's right.
Very nice.
The Arizona Coyotes head into Dallas last night. Two teams struggling. Stars win it 3-1. Klingberg, Eakin, and Spezza score for the Stars. Korpikoski gets it for the Coyotes. It's the first home victory in basically a month for the Dallas Stars. Last time they won at home was October 21st.
All right. I believe you.
I don't have a lot of data. I wish I had more data today for you.
It's all right.
I feel like I'm letting
you
down.
A lot of games. If you add data, we'll be doing this until 10. We don't want that.
Oh. Washington Capitals in Colorado. Scary one for our friend Alex Tanguay. Off a faceoff. You know how in an offensive zone faceoff, a lot of times Alexander Ovechkin will kind of just come off just to the inside of the circle and he's ready for that one-timer?
Yep.
They win the draw. He gets it back, takes that hard shot. The puck goes up the stick and hits Tangs right in the face. He goes down like in a heap, jumps back to his feet, and gets off the ice as soon as he can. This has got to be a broken jaw, lost teeth, as he's in a bad way. That can't be fun, taking a slap shot to the face. Yeah. And he wears a visor. There's nothing the visor could have done. It came right up the stick and smacked him right in the mouth or in the jaw. So they're fearing it's maybe a broken jaw. Nonetheless, Caps win this when Ovechkin scores an unreal goal, his ninth, which ends up being the game winner. Holtby in net gets the win. He's allowed two goals or less in each of the last five games. So the defensive side of the Caps game starting to come around, because they're a bunch of barn painters.
Heard something about that so much.
Barn painter.
No Bang. Good, low down,
yeah,
stinking,
yeah,
barn painter.
Mouth agape, barn painter.
Slack-jawed.
Vancouver taking on the Anaheim Ducks, the return of Ryan Kessler to Rogers Arena. They booed him. Can you believe that they booed him?
Absolutely. Remember when he continued to publicly say he did not ask for a trade request when really everyone knew he had?
He said he
don't lie to people's faces when you're making $5 million and are hailed as a hero everywhere you go in the city.
He said he was distraught last night.
Sure. Yeah.
Because, you know, you spend 10 years in a city and you're a part of something special with the fans. You'd think maybe there'd be more of an appreciation, but it is what it is.
Well, don't ask for a trade then, you dummy.
Bo Horvat gets his first NHL goal. Not enough. Ducks win it in a shootout, 4-3. This is the eighth time in the last 10 games that the Ducks have gone to extra time. They're going extra time all the time.
It's good to be one of their fans. Lots of free hockey there at the pond.
Dan Hamhuis injured in this one. Sounds like it's rather serious, so he could be out for a bit. Ducks leapfrogging Vancouver in the West standings.
All right.
Carolina in Los Angeles to face the Kings. Kings 3-2 winners in this one. They are 10-2-1 at home, which is impressive. It's their best start in Los Angeles since the 92-93 season. And I believe that was the year that Wayne Gretzky went on a tear, and the Kings did as well, the 92-93 season. So it tells you just...
Glad someone knows what happened in L.A. the 92-93 season.
Whew. A little perspective.
Very good. Tanner Pearson, your winner. Nice to have a Tanner Pearson sighting. He has cooled off after that awesome start to the season, but there he is on the score sheet again after four straight scoreless games, and I think in his last 10, he only had 1 point heading into the contest.
Final game of the night, San Jose home to the Florida Panthers. Nick Bjugstad.
Player.
Nice night.
Yeah.
Gets one in regulation. Gets the shootout winner. Gets two in regulation. I apologize
to the
Bjugstad family. He has 4 goals and 7 points in his last 3 games. All of the three have been on the road, so he is he's on fire right now.
Au fuego.
3-2. Panthers win it. Joe Thornton, an assist, moves past Denny Savard into 23rd all-time in the assist list with 865 helpers. And people are dying to know my reaction to the trade yesterday.
There was a trade yesterday that involves one of your beloved pet players.
I don't know. So the Anaheim Ducks have signed Danny Heatley and have now traded for Rennie Bork. I don't understand. Rennie Bork has one more year at $3.33 million. They traded for Brian Allen, the defenseman, Allen's in the final year of his deal.
In Calgary the other night.
3.5. Don't get it.
Not sure what you're doing there.
What's that, Boom?
I don't get it, Coach. I don't get it.
Boomer, what is going on?
Hey.
What are you talking about, Boom?
Well, here's my concern now.
What the hell's going on out here?
Is that they're going to play him with some good players, and now he's going to start scoring or something stupid, and people are going to be all over me. I don't think it'll happen.
Could, though. Skill's there, right?
Because he's a lazy lummox.
He's not a barn painter. That's the thing. I don't know that he's going to embrace a bottom six role and just work hard, right?
See, he should be a barn painter.
How'd you be a great barn painter?
He should work as diligently.
He's built to paint barns.
Some of those barn painters, but he's not. He's a lazy one. Knuckle dragon barn painters.
What?
We'll get into it more as the morning goes along. Because on one hand, I don't get it. I don't know what Anaheim's thinking. But on the other hand, I'm kind of glad that he's back. I mean, now it's no fun ripping a guy when he's not in the league. Now he's back in the league, and I can start ripping him again. This is fantastic. What else do we know from the NHL? The bad news for Slava Voynov, I guess, as it looks as though charges are going to be...
All right, then. Charges are going to be...
That's right.
Charges are going to be...
What?
Charges coming for Slava Voynov. He's going to be arraigned, which is not good for him, and not good for the LA Kings.
No, not at all. And you can kiss goodbye the hope that you're going to see Voynov in a Kings jersey anytime soon. Charges, trouble, especially in the wake of all this NFL nonsense.
For sure.
Well, for sure, it's a for sure.
For sure. Thursday Night Football, the Oakland Raiders and their 16-game losing streak is over. Derek Carr threw a 9-yarder to James Jones with a 1:42 left. 24-20, the victory. Did you see one of the final plays of this game? The Raiders defense.
Yes, this is awesome.
Sacks Alex Smith, and they start running down the field the other way. Celebrating.
The sack.
And doing a dance and high-stepping and hoopy-doo. They got the whole thing going. They're wound up. They're going to win this football game. Meanwhile, the offense of the Chiefs is back up at the line of scrimmage.
They're hustling, trying to save time.
There's like four guys way down the field.
Behind the offense.
Justin Tuck calls timeout, or it could have been disastrous.
It was 3rd and 6, and they may get the sack, and they're thinking, perfect, they got a kick. But the dummies don't realize that, of course, it's 4-down territory. Get back to your side of the line of scrimmage.
The NFL, meanwhile...
Raidered away that win.
Almost raided it right away. We know what's going on in Buffalo. It's crazy. It's a crazy winter storm. The Sabres game has been postponed. They'll play it at a later date. Now the NFL has jumped in. The Bills were to be at home this week to the New York Jets. It's
supposed to be a Sunday morning game, I believe.
It's now going to be a Monday night game in Detroit.
Mm. Moving it to Detroit. I guess Rob Ray's wife wasn't shoveling enough out there.
There was talk that they were going to do it in Toronto, but apparently that's not going to happen. So, yes, the Bills' home game against the New York Jets has been moved to Monday night in Detroit at Ford Field. More than 5 feet of snow has fallen. Another foot to 3 feet expected between last night and today.
That is stupid.
Just relax.
You want to hear how much snow was there?
I've been there when there's snow.
Not this much.
Yes, I have.
This is the largest snowfall in American history.
Well,
meanwhile,
on the record,
the Mid-American Conference has announced the cancellation of Friday's game between Buffalo and visiting Kent State.
Aww.
Are they playing in Detroit? I bet they're not playing in Detroit.
They're not going to Detroit.
How do you decide, Detroit?
I don't know.
I think it's nearby, right?
No, it's not.
How far is it, Retro?
Well, you don't drive there.
3 hours? Not in that snow, you don't.
Oh, it's more than 3 hours.
Is it?
Oh. Well, where else would you put it? What would you do, Retro? Give us the...
It's at least an hour flight.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so give me the... So where are you going? Too much snow in
Play
Buffalo.
Play Monday night in Buffalo or Tuesday.
Well, no, because...
The snow's not going to be there forever.
There's schedules.
Let me tell you something. The special thing about Buffalo, they know how to move snow. If Buffalonians can do one thing in life, it's move snow. They've got the machinery. They've got the knowledge and the know-how. And they've got that work ethic.
Uh-huh. And they don't have jobs. They've got nothing else to do.
That's right. They're snow movers. Mr. Plow. Everyone's got a plow in their truck. I'm telling you.
220,000 tons.
I don't think
of
you're
snow
you're,
in that stadium. 220,000 tons.
Yeah, I don't think you're
snow.
Appreciative of the situation.
I think that you guys are less appreciative of the fact that I actually lived there and I've seen the snow. So maybe this is the record, but I've been there when the same thing happened where people were stuck in their cars for 3 days.
There's 6 feet of snow on the field.
Well, get to work, boys.
Well, they can't,
it's only Friday.
They can't get out of their yards to get there to get the snow off.
How do you get it out of the stadium?
Dude, when I played there, there were snowmobiles running down the streets. It was beautiful.
Back when I lived there.
Back in the day. I'm telling you, they can move snow. I can't believe they're going to Detroit. I just think that that's a stupid idea.
What about Toronto?
Toronto's better. They've done it in Toronto before, right?
Yeah.
It makes more. How do you go to Detroit? Who's going to this game?
Well, people will go, but
yeah,
yikes. That's the one thing with Toronto. Even when they had a year's notice, nobody still went. They'll go in Detroit.
Stupid Toronto.
Stupid Toronto's right.
I mean, how stupid is Toronto?
So dumb.
They're dumb.
They've frittered away their chance at the NFL. They really have.
You know what? We'll ask Stephen Brunt. Hey, Steve, how stupid is Toronto? That'll just be, you know what, Rhett?
And then?
I'll let you open with that, because it's a great question.
Friday morning, how are you, Stephen? How stupid is Toronto?
The city.
In general, give me a general breakdown on how stupid Toronto is.
That's right. So that's coming up.
Hey, dummy.
The Flames fall to the Hawks last night on home ice. We get into it next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.